This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, December 16, the way of God's heart. Our reading comes from 1 Samuel chapter 16. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I'm sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king." But Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears about it, he will kill me." The Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what to do. You are to anoint for me the one I indicate." Samuel did what the Lord said. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town trembled when they met him. They asked, "Do you come in peace?" Samuel replied, "Yes, in peace. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come to the sacrifice with me." Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and had him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel. But Samuel said to him, "The Lord has not chosen these." So he asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" "There is still the youngest," Jesse answered. "He's tending the sheep." Samuel said, "Send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives." So he sent for him and had him brought in. He was glowing with health and had a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, "Rise and anoint him. This is the one." So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. Samuel then went to Ramah. Today, as we move closer to Christmas, we move on to the second section of Matthew's genealogy, which focuses on David and his descendants. Matthew wants us to know clearly that Jesus, the son of David, came to be our king. David was not the first king of Israel. Saul, who was tall and handsome, had become the people's first king. But Saul disobeyed God's commands, so the Lord rejected him as king. God then chose David to be king, not because he was perfect, but because he was a man after God's own heart. What does that mean? Psalm 23, written by David, who had been a shepherd in his youth, helps us understand. In Psalm 23, David says the Lord is his shepherd, leading him to green pastures and quiet waters, guiding him in the right paths and protecting him in dark valleys. "The Lord," said David, "refreshed his soul, comforted him, and assured him that God's goodness and love would surround him forever." In some ways, we could say, David walked with God as Enoch and Noah had done. Jesus, who became not only the son of David, but is also the son of God, our king, is our good shepherd, who has laid down his life for us, his sheep. And he has shown perfectly the way of living by God's heart. Shall we trust and follow him today? Pray with me. Thank you, Jesus, our Shepherd King, for calling us to follow your way and your heart in the world today. May we do so always. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.